You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today we are with Shmuley Hoffman of EntreeFilmmaker.com that provides career hacks and tools for DSLR filmmakers. He is a director of photography and producer and runs his production company Hoffman Productions with his wife Margalite. He is based in New York City with clients worldwide. Shmuley, certainly a privilege to have you part of Enterprise Radio.
Hey, thank you for having me.
You are more than welcome. Good to have you. So tell us, how did EntreeFilmmaker get started? Tell us about that for starters.
So I came, to the U.S. 4 years ago. I'm completely bankrupt and had really nothing. We couldn't even pay for our own flight to come back to the U.S. My wife is a U.S. citizen. I'm a German citizen. And I had to basically start from scratch and had to find kind of really a quick way of making quite significant money because we had three children and we needed to make, at least $100,000 a year, with Jewish and private education and so on. And I couldn't just, go the traditional route in the filmmaking business and try to have, hacks in place that get me actually quicker to where I want to be and obviously also with a higher income than, going the general way. So, I got started and then I figured out, hey, there's so many people struggling that I see left and right. How about, just sharing with what, I discovered here? And I think when you're coming from outside as an immigrant, you see, where you're going to, it's a little bit different, right? You see it from a different angle as, let's say, an American. So I share all my findings with my crowd and, hope that they, can utilize that and it's super practical in becoming basically a six-figure filmmaker in a really short period of time.
What would you say is your number one secret for longevity in the video business or in any business for that fact?
That's a good question. I think that the two things that come to mind is actually like really persistency and then becoming really the best or choosing one area. Filmmaking is a little different because if you're a producer, you have so many things, that you can, that you have to do. You have to produce, you have to edit, you have to talk to clients, you have to shoot, direct, and so on. But, do it all, but then specialize in one thing. And if you do this over time and really keep improving, learning, and really be honest with yourself without just BSing you, like fooling yourself that, oh, you already, arrived and you're good, then I think there's a good chance. Persistency for one reason, because the longer the path is, the longer you go on that path, everyone else will quit earlier. If you just sustain it one more hour, one more day, 10 more days, 10 more years.
Well said. Now, you work in a field with so much competition. How do you outspace the competition?
I think it goes back to, the previous point. I think persistency is one, but also being exactly the opposite, being exactly different than anybody else. I'll give you an example. So my colleagues, for example, when they go on a set, they are on their phone. They dress in kind of really subpar, clothing, and really like the attitude. When they even if they have a downtime, or if they really on set, they do all kinds of things that really don't belong on set. So in this example with being on the phone, even if I have downtime, I'm never on my phone. Never. I'm always ready. I'm standing. I'm never sitting. Many people sit down, on downtime, and that, that's what you would expect, but I never stand. So why I'm giving you those examples is I try to do exactly something that other people would not expect. Therefore, they pay attention to me, even if I'm just an assistant, if I'm in a low position, but by showing already that I'm you know, with my attitude and with my behavior above the crowd, there's a good chance someone will discover that and will say, hey, this guy has leadership qualities. He's never tired. He's never on his phone. He's never sitting still. He's always offering and seeing what else he can do, adding value. We want to push this guy over, you know, to a higher position.
Today we're joined by Shmuley Hoffman of EntreeFilmmaker.com that provides career hacks and tools for DSLR filmmakers here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Shmuley, if there was one rule of thumb you'd pass along to people just starting their businesses, what would that be?
I want to back up here. Most people go when they want to start a business, they think they have to make a huge investment first. And then they kind of, you know, are with the crazy busy work, like, create a logo and what's the name of the company and then stationery and printing this out and designing all that crap. I think that's really the wrong angle. What I got to learn, and I have to really credit my wife Marguerite for that, is make the sale first and then figure out how you put this together. So I'll give you an example. Instead of pouring in money. You know, my field is very gear-driven, gear-heavy, thousands of dollars, tens of thousands of dollars. So I could spend all the money up front and then figure out I might not be talented enough, or maybe I don't even make any sales. So I do it the opposite around. I go out and have, you know, selling that I'm doing videos. I go in my own little network and say, here, this is what I do. You know, I do videos. I see you have a website and so on. I just want to, you know, let you know, like, making a video could increase your sales for 25%. Then when I close that deal, then I go out and either rent the gear, or maybe my fee that I have at that time, you know, covers some parts of that gear. And then I kind of build slowly from there. But always have in mind, make the sale first and try to deliver, you know, find ways, hacks to deliver afterwards. Never invest before, or keep it to a minimum so that you don't burn yourself in case it doesn't work out and you have to go a different route. A different route, what is the correct pronunciation, route or route?
You can say route or route, depends on where you're from.
Okay, good.
Tell us, what's next for Entree Filmmaker?
So Entree Filmmaker is really focused on giving incredible practical value to aspiring filmmakers, but also already professionals who are in the field, but let's say they want to increase their rates, they want to increase their salary, they want to go to the next level. So what I have up and coming is, you know, when people sign up for my website, I ask them, what are you currently struggling with? And the number one question that I'm getting is, Shmuley, how can I get started? How can I break in and making money and doing the work like filmmaking that I love? So we are building right now a course that addresses insanely practical, with practical tips, addresses exactly that question. So people can pick that up. It's a starter blueprint, and we will have it out in the next couple of weeks. Other than that, on the, you know, that will be a kind of, it will be a product that we will be selling. And on our website itself, we are creating right now actually something like, you guys know the daily deals and so on. So we are in the process of creating that actually specifically for filmmakers, where they get really insanely deals on gear, on, you know, products that they unfortunately have to purchase. Unfortunately, you know, they love it, but it's a lot of money that goes into where they get really great deals for that, or even used products, and that are hard to find in the market space.
And once again, that website is, tell our listeners.
It is Entree Filmmaker, Entree like an entrepreneur, E-N-T-R-E, filmmaker.com.
Shmuley, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a blast. It was great. Thanks.
You got it. Love to have you come back and give us an update down the road. We've been speaking with Shmuley Hoffman of EntreeFilmmaker.com that provides career hacks and tools for DSLR filmmakers. And once again, it's EntreeFilmmaker.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.